Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that even if you are very successful, you might want to spend a little bit of time pitching new work. This increases the chances that you get to do the projects that you really want to do. So I was talking with some creative folks recently who were all making a good living from their work. They had lots of clients coming to them with projects. One person mentioned that a new client had asked her to send them some ideas. She declined, saying she was happy to take assignments, but it wasn't part of her business model to send over ideas that she wasn't sure people could use. And from a sheer time management perspective, this makes a lot of sense. It is so much more efficient to have clients come to you with ideas for projects that they already know they are willing to pay for. I personally love it when editors reach out to me with, "Hey, could you write 2,000 words on this topic with a deadline of this at this rate?" With one note or phone call, you might have a project going. Contrast this with pitching, which generally involves sending a list of ideas that you have dreamed up. First, you have to come up with the ideas. Then you have to do enough research to make sure the ideas will work. Then you have to convince the person with the budget that these ideas also match up with what they were looking for. Even if the person thinks your ideas are amazing, they might have just decided to go in a different direction for the next year. So it makes sense to avoid pitching as a general business model once you have achieved some level of success. If demand is high and you decide to take the assignments that come, rather than pitching, you spend more time working and earning money and less time doing sales. Indeed, if you want to make a living as a solopreneur in a creative field, it is vital to not spend all your time pitching. But, and you knew the but was coming here, I still think it is worth it to spend some amount of time dreaming up new ideas and trying them out on existing clients or new ones. Here's why. Doing the same thing over and over again can get boring. People wind up burned out doing the exact same graphic design work or writing the same kind of copy or writing the music for the same sorts of commercials over and over again. In order to have a successful, long-running career, you have to stay interested in the work. And the best way to do that is to have some projects going that you truly want to do. The work fascinates you. It's also exciting to find new places to showcase your work, and it's practical on some level. Even the best clients can disappear or change over time. You always want options. So set aside some amount of time for speculative work. Maybe you spend every Thursday afternoon coming up with ideas that you would like to work on and figuring out who might be interested. You spend some of that time marketing yourself and seeing what options are out there. Make sure you have a backup slot in case the first time gets taken away from you for some reason. Not all of what you come up with will land, but some of it will. And then you will have projects that are reasonably more interesting and new than what you would have been doing. And who knows? Maybe one of those ideas will be a big breakthrough one That means you wind up doing even less pitching in the future, as clients battle over each other to send you ideas that are even more perfectly suited to your interests. Hey, it could happen. So spend a little time pitching. Not all your time by any means. You don't need to do that. But some small amount of time. You'll likely feel more fulfilled in your job as a result. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.